Well, Art, with all the news coming down this week, was the firing of Joe Paterno necessary?
Absolutely, without question. Joe Paterno actually guaranteed it in his statement Wednesday when he said, "The Board of Trustees doesn't have to worry. I'll leave at the end of the season. Don't you worry about me." And that just, to me, should have convinced everybody that that is why he no longer belonged there, because he thought that his commitment to the team was more important than what had happened. His betrayal of his own code, the code being success with honor, that's the Penn State slogan, was betrayed years ago when he kept quiet what he knew about Jerry Sandusky. We still don't know all the details about that, but it was clear that evidence was there in 1998, and now it's only coming to light in 2011. Well, there were a lot of people that kept a lid on this, and it's impossible to believe that Joe Paterno didn't know something was going on, given that he was the most important athletic figure not only on campus, but probably in the state of Pennsylvania.
Well, what does this say about Penn State University in particular and college sports in general?
Well, I think the biggest issue here is that this, I'm calling it a conspiracy, to keep this story quiet, meant that the university valued its sports brand and prestige and money more than it valued the welfare of these young boys. And that's just an astonishing indictment, not only of what happened at Penn State, but is analogous to what happens when big-time college sports programs become bigger than the university. I understand that the money is great. I understand that that money helps sustain a lot of other programs besides football and men's basketball. But the fact that it would get so big to skew the judgment of what I think is an otherwise honorable man in Joe Paterno is evidence that reform is desperately needed. And this may be the episode. This may be the incident. But again, people have been asking to reform college sports for 100 years, and it still hasn't happened.
Well, what can colleges, other universities that have big-time sports, what can they learn from this, and what can they do about this?
I've been an advocate for many years of separating football and men's basketball into academies where there is a loose association with the university. You pay to rent the stadium, you pay to rent the school colors and the traditions, but you do not subscribe to the mission statement. And you end the hypocrisy of amateurism. You pay the players, you make them a professional minor league, and you still fill the stadiums, you still have the spectacle, you still have the things that they enjoy, but there's no hypocrisy, and it's still well funded by the professional leagues and the ticket buyers. That way you clean up a lot of things. It doesn't change criminal behavior such as we're talking about here, but the fact that Penn State would value its brand more than the welfare of young boys is an indictment that every college needs to reflect upon and maybe get the ball rolling towards serious fundamental reform in college sports.
All right, thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.